Last night, we looked at one of the most miraculous happenings of all time. God's plan to redeem mankind through the sacrificial work of his Son, Jesus Christ. It has been called the miracle of all miracles, for God truly is the God of the impossible. The one who created the universe, the solar system with all the planets and stars, he had it in his heart, the desire for a family and one that could be reunited with him permanently. Although he has had a bad rap about his watchful care over mankind, in that he gets blamed for all sorts of things, we know that he is a God of light, a God of love, a God of hope, a God of power, and a God of great compassion. And these characteristics have been passed along in part the second we were born again of his Spirit. I want to look tonight in 2 Peter chapter 1. We'll be starting in verse 2, the King James Version. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. Let me say that again. That by these exceeding great and precious promises, verse 4, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Wow, what an unbelievable statement. But it is believable, because God is the God of the impossible, and we've experienced the miracle of all miracles, the new birth. That if, as we confess with Jesus as our Lord, believe God raised him from the dead, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is to made unto salvation, at that moment we got that third missing part, Spirit. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is quite something. Another translation, the New International Version, says of those verses, grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who has called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. And I titled this teaching tonight, What We Have Received So Freely. There's nothing we could have done, or there's nothing we can do right now to increase or to bring into a greater amount of Spirit than what we've already received at the time of the new birth. Because at that point in time, we were set free, we were delivered, we were made righteous, we were bought with that price. And that's what redemption really is, that exchange, the exchange of the life of Jesus Christ for mankind, of which you and I are the benefactors of, right? And with these precious promises, believe we've got a part of the divine nature. You know, we've been blessed beyond all human understanding. For now, we are literally children of Almighty God and partakers. And partakers means to take part of. Partakers of his divine nature. Just like that song by Press Down talk about. I've got Holy Spirit, body, soul, and spirit. Now we're complete, completely, 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 complete. Absolutely complete in him. All that Christ has accomplished for us on our behalf has made us spiritually complete 100%. I want to go to Ephesians chapter 1, because I don't know of any greater record that really expresses the heart of God like Ephesians, especially tonight for me. Ephesians 1:1, where it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, or to the saints who are on this call, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. You know, we could stop right there and just give a big thank you, Lord. Blessed be the God and Father of Jesus Christ. He's blessed us, past tense. He's already blessed us, and he continues to bless us. He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. Verse 4, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. You notice that there's a common theme that kind of keeps coming up over and over and over again in the book of Ephesians, especially these verses that we have been reading. It's the topic of grace. We have redemption through his blood, for the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. And boy, what a tremendous reality that is spiritually. I want to go to Ephesians chapter 2, and this has just become an all-time favorite, I think, for many of us. I'm actually wearing a t-shirt right now that says, But God. If I was on the video, you could see it. But God. Ephesians 2, verse 1. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience. Christ made us alive. God, in his mighty work through the Lord Jesus Christ, once we received spirit, we were alive again. Because before that, in Adam, we were dead in trespasses and sins, right? We had the sin nature. Verse 3, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature, get that? By nature. That's that fallen nature that we inherited from Adam. We were by nature children of wrath, just as every other living person who's born into the world. But verse 4, what does that say? But God. But God. Maybe those words should be 10 feet tall and 10 feet wide. Doesn't matter. Get it. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And he raised us up together, and he made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is what? The gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God hath prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Maybe I should have just read those verses last night and said amen. But there's a lot of backstory to that, and the reality is We are who God has made us to be today, and that has been completely and fully by the grace and mercy of God Almighty. And we just love these verses and love to review and talk about those things that we have received so freely. And this is really what was in my heart tonight, kind of review last night, but also just to expand upon that we are partakers of the divine nature, and we are walking with the God of the impossible. We have the ability, and we do walk in the realm of the miraculous. God wanted a family, and so now here we are. We believe Romans 10:9-10. As a result, we're a child of God. We're a child of God, and we can and have as a birthright and inheritance those characteristics that I mentioned before: light, love, hope, power, compassion, and the list goes on and on and on. So, you know, we always want to take a moment day by day to reflect upon, you know, what we've truly been given and how thankful and grateful we are for God's goodness and God's grace. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for the way you work in our hearts. Continue to teach us, lead us, help us, guide us, Father, because we need it. And we need it every moment of every day. And we thank you, Lord, for your kindness, your goodness, your watchful care over us, and everybody who's on the call. Amen.